Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Ask Karen, the podcast that has all the answers. You can get in touch for advice on absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life, maybe it's a simple dilemma, or maybe you want to know if Karen has got a favourite fruit. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can contact us via our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Ask Karen Podcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. My name is Chris, and I'm here with Karen.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good. Enjoyed your Easter break?
Well, I have. It's been a bit weird.
Why is that?
I realised this morning.
You forgot it was Easter.
I haven't seen anyone or spoken to anyone since Wednesday. So this is the first time I've used my voice.
Since Wednesday?
So that's... like Wednesday, what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 6 days. This is the first time I've...
Have you really not spoken to anybody?
No, this is the first contact I've had with another human being.
Have you not spoken on the phone?
Not on the phone.
Have you spoken to yourself in a room?
Yes.
Oh.
Probably not that much, but I'm thinking, is that what my voice is a bit...
It's quite light, so it's like a husky... Like, you could, like, get a job as a...
Oh. Careful now.
Careful.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but on the other hand, it was nice, like, the last couple of days in the sun, I was just lying outside.
You've been out?
I mean, I've left the house.
Oh, right, okay.
But only to, like, the supermarket. Oh!
Did you just speak to the person in the supermarket?
Not in Sainsbury's, because I went to the self-service.
Right.
But in Aldi, this is the extent of my social interaction.
Yeah.
In Aldi, she said, card or cash? And I said, card, please. And then she said, oh, thanks, have a nice day or something. And I said, oh, you too.
Oh,
so
nice.
I did speak to one other person
not many
in six
words,
days.
Though.
That's it in 6 days.
Well, I wonder how many words you've used in 6 days. Not many.
Not many.
Well, you can use them all now.
Okay, I need to get it all out of me.
Get it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lovely hot weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, so nice.
We went for a nice walk.
Oh, yeah.
In the park.
Oh.
It was really nice. Do you know what happens to me, though? Whenever I go anywhere, well, not, yeah, pretty much anywhere, I'm not a big fan of balls.
What do you mean balls?
Balls. I can't say it because
like
I'm from Essex.
Ballrooms?
No, like football.
Oh, right.
Tennis balls.
Why not?
Because, I don't know, I'm just not natural with balls.
I got kicked in the face with a football once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
See, don't even like open up the memories really, because I'm sure there are memories there.
I couldn't do rounders. I was never picked.
Like I was watching TV the other day, where they spoke about Murder Ball, and I was like,
what?
I had a flashback where I'm sure we used to play that at
that
like Scouts
France?
Or something. No, it was on some SAS program where they were like doing a really horrible thing. But Murder Ball was like rugby, really, where you have to hold the ball and get it across the line. Everyone just bundles on top. And I remember playing that and hating it.
Mm.
And I hate football. But wherever I go anywhere, if they're playing ball, football or...
Do you want to play ball?
If they're any sort of ball.
Can Chris come out and play ball?
The ball comes my way.
Oh.
Right. And then I have to sing where I have to, like, either if it's a football, kick it back and look like an idiot and miss it or fall over. Or if it's a tennis ball, I have to try and pick it up. Even picking it up with my hand, sometimes I'll miss it and it'll roll past me.
Oh.
Or basically look like a complete idiot. But for some reason, it always come our way. And on Saturday, I went for a walk in the park. Massive park, right? Not that many people in the park.
Oh.
And they were playing cricket in the park.
Oh, they were
proper
really
official,
hard and fast, those
proper
cricket
official
balls.
Cricket, right? And
do you mean proper official cricket?
Well, they were like their whites on. It was a proper,
oh, like a
proper,
team.
Proper match. Yeah. It wasn't like just like, you know, little people
kids,
playing. Yeah. So
little people.
So the cricket match is the pitch, massive and like, it's a big white circle.
What, it's an actual pitch?
Well, they're just drawing it on with like chalk or whatever.
Who had?
I don't know, the park keepers probably.
Oh, it's always there.
It's always there.
Oh, right, right, right.
So we're walking round it, like to go through the park. And bearing in mind how big a park is and how big... The cricket ball comes towards me. And I'm like, what are the chances of that?
What did you
Luckily,
do?
There was a fielder there that came running and he got it just before... But I like panicked as it's coming towards me. The ball comes...
You couldn't try and catch a cricket ball though in a match though, because then you could... like ruin the score. They'd be like,
oh yeah, that's true, yeah.
See,
that's what I would have done.
No, you should just ignore it.
Well, I tried to ignore balls at all costs.
Really?
One time, this is not long ago, so you know this, but our flat is on the second floor, So when we go
it
up...
It feels like higher.
It's on the... So it's not the ground floor, it's not the first floor, it's the second floor. Yeah. That's right, isn't it? It's the second floor. I think in America it would be different. I think
they call it
ground floor is the first floor.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not go there. So I went up to our front door, and our front door is on like a balcony, and we're right by a basketball court, and there's a netting like over the basketball court, but the netting's quite bad. It's like holes in it and stuff. And these boys were playing football, and they, this is unbelievable this happened. As I was walking home, I walked up my stairs, walked in my gate to go to my front door. As I got there, the football they were playing with come through and hit my front door and landed on the balcony, right? So it's like literally like a magnet coming towards me. So I picked it up, sort of picked it up all right, went to throw it back, and I looked over the balcony and I threw it to them, to the hole in the net. On top of the basketball court.
No.
Missed the hole in the net.
Oh,
it went on top of the net and it then rolled. And at that moment, I looked down and the boy had come out of the basketball court. He was standing right down below because he just dropped it.
Oh, no. Did they get it back?
And I just went, oh, sorry, and went in.
Is it still on the top of the
net? No, they got it out. I watched them, they took like 10 minutes trying to shake the net, trying to get it out of the hole. I felt like such an idiot. I'm a bit worried about the emails aren't working this week because I've had no emails about the shower curtain thing. I thought that was going to I thought that we were going to have loads of people saying you're right or...
I thought they might have copyrighted it.
Yeah. No, nothing on that. Alex from Rickmansworth.
He's
a bit upset.
Oh, no.
It is on the tube line. Oh, I got that wrong. So
he's not as far...
I was pretty definite. Oh, I got that wrong. So I'm sorry about that, Alex. Peter from North London... said he was listening to our podcast when we were talking about coincidences, and just after that he was texting his friend on the train, and he had typed on his phone to his friend, "That's so 2008."
What?
You know, that famous saying that everyone says.
I've never heard of it.
Have you not ever heard of it?
No,
it's from a song. It's from a song.
2008?
Yeah, it's like, the thing is like 2000, like it's so long ago. Like,
right.
2008, but 2008, it's like a pun.
Okay.
Right? As he typed that, we started talking about the black eyed pea dish that you had at work, and that 2008 is from a song by the Black Eyed Peas.
Really?
Can you believe it?
Oh!
It's from Boom Boom Pow, and I
okay.
say two,
well, I, like I am old says 2008. Black Eyed Peas, like yeah, that, well, joints and jams.
Isn't it all black
no.
eyed peas?
What
joints and
no,
jams?
No, joints and jams. Have you never heard that? That's
no.
the best black eyed peas.
Look is like. That before they had?
Yeah.
Did the Where Is the Love?
Before Fergie? Yeah.
I didn't know there was before Fergie.
Yeah, they're much better then.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, let's give that a listen. Why are they better?
Just
no, Fergie.
More, a bit more chilled and hip hoppy, not
okay.
commercial.
Because Where Is the Love is really.
Where is the love? Oh, I wish I hadn't just done that.
Do you know who sings that song, by the way?
No.
You know the chorus?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it again.
Don't do it again. I'll put it in again. Justin Timberlake sings that.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
I don't believe you.
He does. He sings that. Go on, Google it. Go
I
on.
Am.
He does. He does that. He sings that.
I've never.
It's his
oh,
voice.
Hang on.
If you listen to it, you can hear it's him.
Now I'm starting to believe you.
Well, that's because I'm telling the truth.
This was co-written by Justin Timberlake, who also sang on the track.
There we go, see?
Well, I did not know that, so there you go.
Did you know also he wrote the McDonald's theme as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he had another record out.
Yeah, he gets loads of money for that. Every time they go, do-do-do-do, we won't do it because he'll get loads of money.
Oh, yeah, don't.
But every time
no,
that happens...
No, we wouldn't have to pay money, would we?
I think. Well, you no, do it on podcast. You can't play music on podcast.
Oh, they're not... Like, even if like we sung it and then...
I think you can sing like so many seconds... So I think you're all right doing your little bit you did.
I've got a bit of joints and jams in my head now.
Have you?
Yeah. Right. I'm doing it. Can you tell?
I can tell, yeah. You're moving.
Oh, they can't. Listeners can't see
it. Listeners can't see it.
Carry on then.
Alex from East London wants to know, what is your favourite board game?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I know. What's that one we played at Richards? Where you have to pair the answer to the question.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
That is good,
isn't
it? I
enjoyed that, yeah.
That is really good.
It's not suitable for all circumstances or all...
Or all ages.
No.
You can't play it with your family.
No.
Don't play it with your family.
I like that, though.
There's a new one called Cards Against Disney.
Oh, I'm not
which is the same...
Disney.
Yeah, but it's just funny because it's like... It's
no,
the same
I don't
thing.
Want to do that. Not playing.
Why are you rolling it
I'm
out so
playing.
Quick?
I won't like it.
But it's like funny. It's like it'll be have like Snow White
no,
and whatever, and you have
I'm not
to fill
interested
in,
the... in that.
Oh, okay.
I like traditional things like Trivial Pursuit, but only the browns and the pinks.
What's the browns and the pinks? Geography?
Browns, art and literature. No, that's my least favourite.
Browns, geography, isn't it?
No, browns, art and literature. Okay. Pinks, entertainment.
Entertainment for me.
I can't do yellow or blue, geography or history. Geography is my worst. I don't know where anything is in the world.
No, I'm rubbish.
That's because they didn't teach us it right at school.
When I did geography, they taught me about...
rubber tapping in Malaysia. That's what I remember.
They didn't teach me that.
Contour maps.
What's rubber tapping?
I remember having to draw a Malaysian tree. It's how you get rubber out of a tree. But they don't teach you, like, where is Estonia?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, no, they taught me about the photosynthesis and...
No, that was biology.
That's when the rain takes up the... That was in geography. That was in geography.
No, we did photosynthesis and biology.
Really? Yeah. That was in the wrong lesson. You know, you mentioned Sarah Green last week.
Yeah.
Tweeting you.
I know.
I wanted to ask you, what's the best tweet you've had before?
The best tweet I've received?
Yeah, from who?
Do you mean like from a famous person?
Yeah. Oh. Biggest claim to fame.
Oh, okay. I've definitely got one. Just my favourite every tweet.
Go on.
Do you know who Tyne Daly is?
No, I don't know who Tyne Daly is.
Do you know what Cadmean Lacey is?
Yeah, Cagney and Lacey.
Tyne Daly played Mary Beth Lacey in Cagney and Lacey, and she tweeted me.
Is she the drunk one or the normal drunk one?
No, the brunette.
She the mum?
Yeah, she's the mum. The New
Mary
York
Beth.
One. Yeah, Mary Beth! If I had cats, I was going to call them Mary Beth.
Why did she tweet you?
I can't remember what she said, but she retweeted it and said something good about it.
Best story ever.
If I still got it?
Cagney and Lacey, for our younger viewers...
Cagney and Lacey...
...was a cop TV show, wasn't it, in the 80s? Late 80s.
It's like...
I mean, how many years ago now? Over 30 years ago now. It was an American TV show.
And
it was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was so brilliant. And how many shows in those days with two women as the leads? You never saw
back that.
And then the main characters, they were so cool.
They
oh, my
brilliant.
God. It was like a New York crime thing. Oh, it was so good. Yeah.
And Lacey was drunk all the time.
No, Cagney. That was Christine. And not all the time. That was
Christine Cagney.
Is
it Christine Cagney and Marybeth Lacey?
Is that right? Sharon Glass. Marybeth Lacey was a brunette. She was the mum. She's married to Barney.
Right.
Not,
so what did she
call
tweet
Barney?
You?
Harvey.
The dinosaur.
I know a lot of Cagney and Lacey info. It was the name of the director who actually married Sharon Glass. He played Christine Cagney.
Really?
This is getting a bit too deep into
Cagney. Wow, yeah.
But yeah.
This is turning into a Cagney and Lacey podcast.
I saved it into my gallery.
So I don't understand why she tweeted you.
No, I can't remember. She asked a question that I replied to.
Are you telling me she asked Karen before this happened?
Yes, she did.
Did she really?
Tyne Daly asked Karen.
Because I was hoping in the future, like, famous people will be asking Karen, but it's
probably
happened already.
She's already done it without us knowing. Oh, here we go. I found it.
Go on.
Tyne Daly retweeted your reply. Okay.
She retweeted.
She liked it and retweeted it.
Okay.
So what she asked was, I didn't save the question, but it was something like, what are those kind of phrases that don't make sense that make you feel sick? And she gave an example, I put my eye out or something like that. No,
right.
What was it? Anyway, and I replied and went, I'll keep my eye out for it.
Right.
Yuck, no, put your eye back in.
Oh, I see.
And then
right,
also,
yeah.
I turned around and said, and then she turned around and said, why is everyone turning around? Like, it's phrases that don't make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And she liked it and retweeted it. I was very excited.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that turnaround one. A lot of people say that, don't they?
I turned around and said, and then she turned around. I'm like, why are you all turning around? Stop turning around.
As a child... What did you want to be when you grew up?
I still don't know what I want to be when I grew up.
I don't either.
Well, I suppose... I don't know if I ever really knew. Well, I suppose there was a period when I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
Like, quite bad.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, like...
You didn't go down the normal, like, train driver or
nurse
or doctor?
No, my best friend Nicola wanted to be a nurse. I remember that. Really bad.
It's really basic, though.
Yeah, all the girls...
Sorry, Nicola. I don't mean being a nurse is basic.
No!
Not at all. What I mean is that when you're young...
Especially in the 70s, the girls were nurses and the boys were doctors, and it was really sexist and people didn't think they could do, like...
Oh, right, yeah.
...a doctor. I can't really remember, like, I never knew...
You still don't know?
No.
I wanted to be in a band.
Well, that would have been good. Would I could see you in a band.
Would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Should we start a band?
Any band. Do you want to?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Tambourine.
Percussion. Okay. All right. So we've got keyboards, percussion. That's all we need, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you don't have to sing that well to be in a band. Depends what sort of band.
Are you talking to me?
Me? No, I've got a beautiful voice.
This is the thing that I used to think, like... I used to worry that I wasn't good enough on the keyboards to be in a band. But then I look at bands now, keyboard players that are in bands aren't necessarily that good. They play they play to their ability.
Who's that one that's just started the piano?
What are you talking about?
I was on telly the other day, this band, like this young band, and they decided they needed a keyboard player. He wasn't the keyboard player. They need a piano in it. So he taught himself and he played his first live piano on tour.
But he probably played it to his ability.
Yeah.
So he probably played, if you play like simple chords and wrote a song around that, then it sounds fun because that's what you...
And he's like in his 20s. So, he's not a proper piano player, but you think you've got to be highly skilled.
Well,
I was never highly skilled.
See, I think that's my problem. It's like when I do anything, I want it to be the best it can be.
Mm.
And if it's not, I don't bother.
I think you're
just don't do it.
But this is like what we were talking about the other day with exams. How like if I'm not I'm either going to get an A
or you just don't do it at all.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
This is the problem,
Chris. I'm quite proud I've got this up and running, this podcast.
And we've been quite committed.
Because it took us a while. Because normally I'm like, oh, I can't remember. If I'm not doing it right, then I'm bothered.
We normally talk about things for ages and then like...
Exactly.
So like, well done. Well done.
Thanks. High five. Vegan time. What's been your favourite meal of the week?
Well, do you know what? I've been trying, because I put on so much weight, Chris.
You've been eating chocolate?
But I've been eating, not like for
vegan,
Easter.
Vegan chocolate. Just for dinner.
Just all the time. I've been eating loads of rubbish, so I'm going to try, and now it's getting a bit warmer, and go back on the raw. Like, well, not totally yet, but I'm getting...
So you have to explain this.
Okay, so I used to be like a raw vegan.
A raw vegan.
Do you remember?
That doesn't mean...
I knew you then, didn't I?
That sounds like you've not been a vegan before. But you mean...
No, like, a raw only eating raw food. But I've got like a dehydrator in there.
That's right.
I used to make cake and bread and stuff. So I was totally... I only ate raw food for like... about a year.
And why is that? What's the idea behind this?
So as soon as you heat it up, it destroys a lot of the nutritional content. Like 80% of the enzymes in food just get destroyed
when
as soon as you cook it. Yeah.
Okay.
And I swear down, I felt the best I've ever felt in my life when I was eating raw.
I used to
wake up like, ping!
Really?
I had like loads of energy. It was great. But you do have to be a bit prepared. It's probably easier nowadays, but like if you go out without stuff. I remember like ordering like chicken salad with no chicken and like paying like £12 for basically a bowl of lettuce. But it's a lot better now. But you can make things up to a certain temp, heat them up to a certain temperature. It's like really low.
Right. But it just takes like 4 days to cook.
Yeah. Like you can make bread overnight or a cake overnight, but it's got like no wheat or dairy.
So you need good planning. That's what you need.
That you do need to plan a little bit.
So you're going to go back to do that, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, but not totally. I'm just going to introduce more raw food in my diet. I've been eating a lot of salads this week. The best thing...
They're just naturally raw, aren't they?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything for that.
I don't even cook them.
But I made... The first raw thing I ever made, actually, I made again the other day, which is like... it doesn't sound like it's raw. I'm going to say fried rice. But it's like made out of cauliflower. Just blitz up cauliflower in a blender, put in like grated carrot, some pumpkin seeds, raisins, cashew nuts, whatever. And you just dress it with soy or tamari, apple cider vinegar... bit of ginger, bit of garlic. It's delicious, and stir it all up.
Good.
It's actually really tasty. Got a bit of a crunch.
Yeah.
It's just like fried rice. It's not less like fried rice.
No, but it's
really
it's similar.
It's
thing.
Nice. Yeah, it's got the same flavours.
Got lots of flavour going on there. Have you heard about the man that's not vegan anymore? That was vegan.
Yeah, there's a couple of people. He was on
this morning.
What was his name?
Can't remember. But
a stupid name.
He was really. Yeah, it's like something like
Warrior.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Yeah.
And he had loads of followers.
Oh,
and he was
annoying.
Really militant vegan. Ugh. And now he's completely changed his mind because he was saying it was making him ill, his stomach and stuff.
Well, I think that's nonsense. I think you just need to change what you're eating. Not to start eating dairy
probably
and meat again.
Probably wasn't a balanced diet. See, they did make a point on the programme to say that doctors say as long as you have a varied, balanced vegan diet, you'll be all right. But he's come across as so militant, and so I imagine he eats the same thing every day or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's really, really...
I heard about this, but because there's been a couple of like high profile vegans lately then making a fuss about it. But do you know what? Those are the people that are all doing it for their health. And when I first started doing it, well, when I first went vegetarian, it was for animal cruelty. Then I went vegan, that was for my health. And then the more I stayed, it was more about the environment and cruelty. But these are just health people, so they're not really vegan. They don't... I couldn't just suddenly start eating a steak.
No.
It's not going to happen. No. Well, I've never had one.
Well, he's gone from one extreme. So on the programme, they were like... You know, they have like these straps on the bottom of the TV now to like get you watching if you've not got it turned up. But it said he's now contemplating hunting.
Oh, that's
like he's got
oh,
completely opposite end of the. And he was saying, yeah, you know, I feel like if I'm going to eat meat, then I should, you know, take the consequences of what it takes
just
to get the meat.
Don't eat it. Don't eat it. What an idiot. No, I'm not impressed.
So, yeah,
just like, or I just think, do what you can. If you don't think you can be 100% vegan, fine. But just if you can eat one plant-based meal a week, do that. Then if you can eat two, eat two. The most you can
eat
do.
Three.
Then you build up to it. Just, it's better for the world. It's better for you.
Yeah.
Just do what you can.
Maria from East London.
Okay.
She says, you mentioned that you're a fan of Ariana Grande.
Grande.
Should I say, is it? I couldn't remember what you said. Was it Grindy or Grande?
Grande. Grande. That's what she says. We thought it was Grande.
So you mentioned Ariana you're a fan Grande. Of Ariana Grande.
Ari Grande.
Grande. What do you think of Nicki Minaj? And would you be up for... Are we up? I like this question. Would you be up for...
Me? Would I do a duet with Nicki Minaj? Hell yeah.
For Ariana doing a joint album with Nicki Minaj?
Yeah!
Would you?
Oh yeah, that would be amazing. I'm totally up for it. What do I have to do?
I don't know. Sign here.
Maria.
I don't know.
Maria.
Maria from East London.
Maria from East London.
Does this ring a bell for you?
How do you spell it? Not East London, Maria.
Maria. How do you spell Maria?
Okay. Now, I might be incorrect,
yeah.
But the fact that it's about Nicki Minaj, I know someone from East London called Maria.
Oh, is that
about
the same?
Same as Maria?
Oh, right.
He's a big Nicki Minaj fan.
This could be Maria.
Is it you, Maria? Oh, she can't answer. Man, she's not really there.
She says yes, though. That would have been brilliant
be
if she
cool.
She's listening to it.
So, oh, it could be. What? Well, it might not.
So
might
you,
be Maria.
Do you, like any, do you like Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't really like Nicki Minaj.
don't listen to him, Maria, if that is you.
Sorry.
Why not?
It's just a bit too heavy for me now.
Oh, that's a bit body shaming.
That bum.
Cut that
is
bit out. Cut that bit out. I don't want to sound like
heavy.
That.
No, the music's a bit too... I don't really know what it is too. Is it too hip-hop, maybe?
It's
just a bit too...
Bit too not you.
Heavy.
Right.
Yeah. Ariana Grande's a bit more pop.
Yeah.
She's a bit more... Is she hip-hop?
Ariana Grande. Grande. No, she's... Ariana, she's not
hip-hop.
No.
Nicki.
Nicki's a bit
Nicki.
Hip-hop. Yeah. I call her Nicki.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, she, the same thing happened with her as happened with Bieber.
What?
First of all, Justin Bieber was just like this pop person that all the kids liked. And then suddenly he started just putting bangers out and I really started to love him.
Yeah.
And then she's doing the same.
She's got some good songs.
Yeah.
Ariana. We're like an Ariana fan club.
I know,
we're
always talking
happening?
About her.
God. So that's the end of our podcast. Thanks to everyone that's messaged us. Don't forget the prize draw on the mug.
Hang on, has anyone entered the prize draw? Oh, does everyone that sends in a question
everyone that's
automatically
in the question,
entered?
You couldn't describe it any better.
Do you know
if
what?
If you send in a question or a comment, you can comment on what we're talking about.
I thought of something
if
else,
if we make
though.
A mistake or you disagree with anything, you can
hard,
send a
hard
comment
to
in. And you'll get entered into the prize draw. You can have multiple entries and you'll win an exclusive limited edition Ask Karen mug.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Ask people to like and retweet or stuff.
Oh yeah, if you retweet... Oh, let's do it now.
Yeah, but it's too late because
no,
the people
not.
That have already entered.
No, it's fine. If you retweet anything we tweet, you'll get automatic entry.
Oh, really?
Boom.
You still have to ask a question as well, though.
No, you can just retweet. That's fine. That's an entry. Retweet, entry. Comment, entry. Question, entry.
All of these things.
All of these things. Entry.
Okay, that's a good
idea. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't do like, because that would be ridiculous. I won't have to keep track of
it. Oh, yeah. No, not
can't
like.
Can't keep track of like.
No.
Retweet.
Actually, not even a retweet.
No, retweets are right.
Question on a tweet.
No, retweets are right.
Okay. Retweet on Twitter.
Retweet. Question. Comment. Dilemma.
Okay. I'd like another dilemma.
Would you?
We haven't had dilemmas in ages.
Okay. Send this dilemma if you've got a dilemma.
Yeah.
We had a dilemma last week.
Did we? What was it about?
It's about the curtains and the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was silly.
I know you remember. Was it silly?
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening. Send us a question or a dilemma or a comment and get a free entry to our prize draw. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can use the form on our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at askkarenpodcast. And we're also on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. Hope you've enjoyed listening. Please spread the word. Tell your friends and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. You can even give us a rating.
Please do
that.
Give us 5 out of 5 if you can. Obviously, I'm not influencing you. But I mean, I'd give it a 5 if it was me.
Who wouldn't?
And it is me.
It is you. Right, say goodbye.
Bye.
See you next time.
See
bye.
Ya. Carry on then.